Why neoliberalism in Australia harms people and planet. Neoliberalism in Australia deepens inequality and harms the environment. Learn how dollar sovereignty offers a better path forward. Introduction. For decades, Australia has operated under a neoliberal model that puts corporate profits ahead of people and the planet. This ideology, built on privatization, deregulation, and shrinking public responsibility, has fundamentally reshaped how our society functions. Neoliberalism in Australia has shaped policy decisions for decades, prioritizing profit over people and ecosystems. As a result, ordinary Australians are struggling with unaffordable housing, insecure jobs, and underfunded public services, while our environment faces escalating destruction. Indigenous communities and vulnerable groups are especially hard hit, as market-first policies overlook justice and sustainability. But there is a solution. Thanks to Australia's monetary sovereignty, we are not financially limited like households. Our government has the power to fully fund what people and ecosystems truly need. It's time to abandon neoliberalism and build a future based on public purpose and collective well-being. Neoliberalism in Australia has eroded our institutions and deepened social inequality. Yet, with our economic capacity and democratic voice, we can chart a new course, one that restores dignity, fairness, and ecological balance. How neoliberalism in Australia took hold. Neoliberalism took root in Australia in the 1980s as politicians from both major parties embraced policies that empowered markets while weakening the role of government. Core neoliberal reforms included selling off public assets and services, deregulating industry and labor laws, reducing public investment in social programs, promoting private sector solutions for public needs. At its core, neoliberalism is the commodification of people, services, and ecosystems, treating everything as a product to be bought and sold for profit, no matter the human or environmental cost. Market efficiency became the new national goal. But instead of shared prosperity, these reforms created growing inequality and concentrated power in the hands of corporations and the wealthy. Why neoliberalism fails ordinary Australians. Insecure work and wage suppression. Neoliberal policies prioritized business flexibility over worker security. Over 30% of workers are now casual or in insecure employment. Wages have stagnated while productivity and CEO pay rise. Unions have been undermined, limiting collective bargaining. Job insecurity is now the norm, especially for young people, women, and migrant workers. Housing as a commodity. Housing is no longer treated as a human right, but a speculative asset. Public housing stock has been gutted since the 1990s. Rents have skyrocketed and homelessness has increased. First home ownership is out of reach for many under 40. Government support is now directed to investors through tax breaks like negative gearing, rather than building homes for people. Hollowing out public services. Vital services have been turned over to profit-driven corporations. Centrelink and job services are outsourced and punitive. TAFE funding has been slashed while fees rise in universities. Aged care providers cut corners to maximize returns. Public good has been replaced by corporate efficiency, often with devastating results. Neoliberalism's environmental toll. Market failure meets ecological collapse. Neoliberalism's obsession with growth and deregulation has come at the environment's expense. Fossil fuel companies receive over $11 billion in public subsidies annually. Land clearing continues at alarming rates, destroying habitats. Water markets have allowed agribusiness to hoard and exploit natural resources. Natural systems are treated as limitless inputs rather than fragile ecosystems. Marginalizing indigenous stewardship. Neoliberalism often ignores indigenous knowledge and rights. Sacred sites are bulldozed for mining operations. Traditional ecological practices are sidelined. Projects move ahead without free, prior, and informed consent. The land is reduced to profit potential, undermining millennia of custodianship. Australia's dollar sovereignty, our hidden strength. Australia is a sovereign currency issuer. This means the federal government cannot run out of money in its own currency. Can always fund essential services if resources are available. Faces real constraints only in terms of ecological and productive capacity, not finances. Neoliberalism falsely claims we can't afford to invest in housing, education, or climate action. But the truth is, we can afford anything that is physically possible and serves the public good. With this understanding, we can fund a job guarantee that offers meaningful work to all. Rebuild public housing to ensure everyone has a safe home. Fully fund public education and healthcare. Accelerate the shift to clean energy and environmental regeneration. This is not utopian, it is economically sound policy enabled by Australia's monetary sovereignty. Reclaiming a public purpose economy. Dismantling neoliberalism in Australia, what must be done? End privatisation and restore public ownership. Reverse outsourcing and invest in public sector capacity. Stop fossil fuel subsidies and invest in climate resilience. Embed Indigenous knowledge into land and water policy. Resetting national values. We must reject the neoliberal obsession with GDP and instead prioritise equity, ensuring all Australians can thrive. Sustainability, living within environmental limits. Democracy, restoring public control over essential services. It's time to use our economic tools to serve people, not profit. Reader engagement question. How have you personally experienced the effects of neoliberalism in Australia, in housing, healthcare, work, or the environment? Share your story in the comments or through our reader feedback form. Q&A section. Q1. What is neoliberalism in Australia? A. Neoliberalism in Australia is a market-first ideology that prioritises private profit over public purpose. It drives policies that cut services, sell public assets, and deregulate industries. Q2. How does neoliberalism impact the environment? A. It treats nature as a commodity, undermines regulations, and subsidises industries that pollute, accelerating environmental decline. Q3. What is Australia's monetary sovereignty? A. It means the federal government can issue its own currency and is not financially constrained. This allows it to fund public needs without relying on taxes or borrowing. Q4. Why are public services underfunded if Australia is sovereign? A. Because neoliberal ideology falsely claims we must balance the budget like a household, ignoring our capacity to use public money for public benefit. Q5. What does neoliberalism really mean in simple terms? A. In simple terms, neoliberalism in Australia means that everything, including housing, health, and nature, should be run for profit, even if it causes harm to people or the planet. Call to action. We'd love to hear from you. Inspired by this article, see what others are saying on our reader testimonials page. Share your thoughts via our reader feedback form. Your voice helps shape future content. Scroll down and leave a comment below to join the discussion. If this article resonated with you, explore more on political reform and Australia's monetary sovereignty at Social Justice Australia. Help us challenge the harmful legacy of neoliberalism in Australia. Share this article and support People First Reform. Spread the word. Share this article with friends, family, or your social networks to keep the conversation going and help build a fairer, more just Australia. Support independent voices that challenge the status quo. Social Justice Australia doesn't rely on corporate advertisers or donors. We exist because of passionate readers like you. If you believe in independent media that educates and informs through truth-based analysis, exposes injustice and failed policies, advocates for real, people-first reform, then please consider supporting our work. Click here to donate. One time or monthly, your contribution keeps our platform alive, ad-free, and uncompromising. Thank you for being part of this movement. Together, we are changing the conversation and the future. Bonus. Help others discover our work. Leave us a quick Google review. It only takes a moment and means the world. References. Grattan Institute on Inequality and Public Spending. ABC News on Environmental Regulation Failures.